At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk real quick and let's cut through some of the noise. We need to have a little heart-to-heart today because that seems like to be something that we need to do. But it's about something that we don't like talking about, but we damn well need to. And it's safety versus the fantasy of safety. Now, hang with me for a moment because I know that sometimes people get all gung-ho when I start talking about this stuff. But I'm not here to bash safety, obviously, because I've made a whole damn career on it. But I'm actually here to challenge the bullshit that we keep on feeding ourselves and others about what safety actually is. And I know that's a little bit harsh in regards to talking about it, but because somewhere along the line, we stop chasing what real safety is. After, you know, starting to cling on to overproduce, corporate sanitized illusions of it. You know, this zero injuries bullshit, zero incidents, or let me rephrase that. Everything is preventable. Follow the rules and nothing bad will happen. Does any of this crap sound similar? Because that's not safety. That is PR. That is the fantasy that people want to talk about. So let's just kind of calm down and sit back and relax for a moment, and let me say this as clearly as I can. Real safety is messy. And just in case you didn't hear me, real safety is messy. Did you get that? It's uncomfortable, and it doesn't fit on a poster. It lives in the gray. I know that we want safety to be black and white, but it's not. It lives in the gray. It's not just policies and procedures. It's people. It's people. It's flawed. It's brilliant. It's unpredictable people making millions of micro decisions every day under pressure in environments that you can't control with a checklist. And yet, what do we keep doing? We build systems that worship compliance. Oh, yes, that's how we go. We measure what's convenient, like incident rates, and ignore what actually matters, like psychological safety, learning capacities, or how adaptable your front line is under pressure. You know, safeguards. We're not managing risk, we're managing optics. And while we're busy feeling safe, the system quietly decays underneath us. We talk about these eroding things all the time. Now, look, I know some folks listening and watching are likely clutching their pearls here for a moment, if you know what I'm saying there. But, Jay, we need rules. We need procedures. We need training. Yes, of course we do. We need all that stuff. But here's the punchline. Rules are the floor. They're not the ceiling. And this is the difference here. And if your entire safety program is built on the idea that people will follow every rule every time perfectly, you're living in a fantasy land. This is not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a human being operate perfectly under stress? Think about that for a moment. Have you ever seen a complex job go exactly as it's written in the procedure? No? Then why in the hell are we pretending that there is a standard? Like, seriously. So let's get real. Even just for this moment, people don't get hurt because they're lazy or stupid or rebellious. They get hurt because they're human and the systems that forgot that. I mean, we build these systems that forgot this, how important this is. We don't need to beat people up for not complying. We don't need to build systems that expect imperfections and still function. That's what we need to build. We have to build the systems that expect imperfections. Things are not going to be 100% accurate all the time. That means we need to stop shaming people when there's a level of failure. We need to stop hiding near misses. We need to stop rewarding silence with pizza parties and calling it's a safety culture or a culture. Instead, we need to start listening. We need to start learning. We build environments where people feel safe to tell the truth about what work really looks like. Because real safety isn't preventing every failure, real safety is about getting better at recovering from it. So let me throw you one more curveball here, okay? So what if the fantasy of safety is actually more dangerous than the risk itself? Think about that, because when we hypothesize about this illusion, when you think about the signage and the slogans and the real work, you stop being curious. You stop questioning. You stop preparing for what happens when the script falls apart. And the script will fall apart. Ask anyone who's ever been in the middle of a real crisis. The plan goes out the window fast. And what is left is instincts, experience, and how well your people were prepared to think and adapt. So, yeah, we can keep printing binders, keep setting goals like zero, because zero is perfect. Keep putting out the illusion that we're in control of every outcome, or we can embrace the mess. We can honor humans doing the work. We can treat safety as a living, breathing system, something that evolves, that learns, that admits when it doesn't have all the right answers. I mean, wow, think about that for a moment. Because fantasy of safety looks good on paper, but real safety, that's raw. That's dynamic. Matter of fact, I would even say that goes as far as that's rated R. So the next time someone hands you a laminated policy and calls it safety, yay, ask them, is this real or is this just what we tell ourselves to feel better? You know what, you know, already which one I'm choosing, because we talked about it. Stay unsafe, stay aware, because that's where the truth lives. I mean, think about this for a moment. Do you want the illusion of safety or do you want real safety? And just in case, if you're not sure who's messaging this to you, I'm Jay Allen, and this is definitely the Rated R Show, trying to make you think today about some of the weird things that happen in our world.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.